The International Monetary Fund, better known as the IMF, is a financial agency of the United Nations, funded by 190 of its member countries. The organization's resources mainly come from the money that countries pay as their capital subscription, as in quotas, when they become members. Each member of the IMF is assigned a quota based broadly on its relative position in the world economy. So in effect, all stakeholders have shares in this organization. And it is therefore not a privilege when a member seeks any loan from this institution, but an associational agreement. But for the usual manipulative and bullying tactics of one selfish country known as the United States, the IMF has unfortunately become a private company for the US, which uses it as a tool to punish, bankrupt, and disrupt the economic development of weak countries, especially African countries. Hello and welcome again to the Edge Politics Podcast. Geopolitical Queen here with today's episode on the scope of the experiment that some entitled institutions have no qualms experimenting in some African countries, because some African countries have no interest in competitive developed life beyond the known status quo. So what happened again? It is no news that Ghana had to run back to the IMF for a loan, because the IMF claimed that Ghana, the only West African country that was emerging financially very well before the 2022 CBD pandemic, suddenly became bankrupt and had to go to the IMF for a loan. And the leaders of the country agreed to this assertion and marched to the IMF on their knees, begging for a loan. So now, lost in the woods, the finance minister, Mr. Mohamed Amin Adam, is very happily announcing that Ghana expects debt agreements with bilateral creditors in May 2024. This MOU is supposed to be in relation to the restructuring of some $13 billion external debt to meet IMF's debt sustainability parameters. Just listen to him. What is he even trying to say? To meet IMF's debt sustainability parameters? What is he saying? Going for a debt to sustain another debt? For how long will some of these officials learn that IMF loans are not meant to develop a nation, but to sustain debts which they, the same IMF, piles on African countries? Based on what, was Ghana supposed to be bankrupt after the COVID pandemic? Why is Ghana still playing this game, or allowing itself to be played in this game? In the financial history of Ghana, Ghana has been to the IMF for 17 good times. Until today, this nation is still poor. Doesn't any financial official somehow realize that the country does not need an IMF loan to progress? It is not by chance that Africa always comes last on the global ladder in all aspects. And how and why is this possible? Because the so-called global leaders are aware that black people, and by extension, Africans on the African continent, have no interest in competitive developed life beyond the basics like food, fornication, fighting each other, drumming, and dancing. Thus, blacks and generally Africans pose no threat to the global agenda. Granted that till 2022, the world only knew a unipolar world known as the US that bullied and extorted from the rest of the world. Today, in 2024, we have a multipolar world. We have choices and alternatives. We don't need to hang onto these IMF parameters to survive. So why is Ghana at this time doing all it can to hang the IMF noose around its neck by all means? To which extent will some African countries allow themselves to be used for global experiments? Have these officials heard about the BRICS Union at least? Any wonder why this continent cannot progress? Today we've got the BRICS at least. What is a country like Ghana waiting for? Shouldn't this be the time for African countries to stop running over to these nation wreckers in the name of IMF for breadcrumbs, which only enables them to send Africans to the slaughterhouse like cows? So, what do you think? Is Africa the continent of experimental guinea pigs? Or some African leaders just can't learn from their mistakes? Is there any reason why Ghana in the year 2024 should be running to the IMF and trying to incur debts with other creditors to sustain IMF loans? Well, leave your comments in the comment section below. And thanks for tuning in. I will be back with the next broadcast. Good day.